we all navigate the craziness of adulthood, I'm sure we've all had the hard realization that, you know, making friends is hard. When you're socially awkward like me, or you're just too damn busy, things like going to a bar to meet people or making plans with friends you already have can be super tough. It's also kind of unsafe sometimes. Like, weren't we all kind of taught stranger danger as kids? But Halifax Gals and Pals aims to fix this by offering a fun and safe way for women and members of the LGBTQ plus community in Halifax to come together. They preach acceptance and inclusion, ensuring everyone, yes, everyone, will feel welcome and loved. They have something for every interest, multiple monthly book clubs for different genres, knitting clubs, or even hikes and beginner's dance classes, all designed with the goal of facilitating friendship. Isn't that just so wholesome? I have two of these lovely ladies with me here today, Janine and Jillian. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. You. Yeah, that's so great. So tell me a little bit about what your guys' role is in the group.
Yeah, I'll let Janine start because she's our president.
So we're officially a nonprofit as of this year. So now we have a board and I'd be the president. That's just more of a general title. I do a lot of the operational work. So a lot of hosting events, planning events, coordinating a lot of stuff and a lot of people.
And I lean more the like marketing, social media side, just helping us grow our followers, connect with more people, reaching out for interviews, and also attending events.
Very cool. What does a typical kind of work day look like for each of you?
There's no really typical work day for me. It's, do I have free minutes? I'll do Gals and Pals admin. So I work on it most days. There's a lot of back-end work, so creating Eventbrites and updating our website and contacting vendors and deciding what events to do and figuring out who's going to host them and all those sorts of things take up most of my time, and then being at the events, which I'm at maybe 50% of our events, 4 or 5 a month, I'd say. So yeah, all of that takes quite a bit.
Yeah, and then there is a lot of social media management as well, just making sure that we're connecting with people in the community, engaging with just different activities going on and different people.
What are your favorite types of events to put together or even just to go to?
The fiction book club I've been running since before I ran Gals and Pals, so I think I'm at like almost 2.5 years of running it every month. So that's definitely a favorite because we've gotten a lot of regulars, a lot of my good friends have come from that. Another event that I've been doing semi-regularly for the last year or so is what I call casual crafting. So it's just a bring your own craft night. We've tried it out at Yaya's/Two Crows when it was there, Freeman's outside, Maritime Music, and every time it's just a different vibe and a different event, even though it's the same event. So that one's really enjoyable.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, and I find I myself don't read a lot, so where we have a lot of book clubs, I'm more of the lover of like the crafting events, or we're doing an event soon at Bidawal with kittens, so those kind of events are the ones that I absolutely love.
I wanted to go to that so bad. So what does it mean to you to get to be part of such a big part of this?
For me, it's just the community and being a part of creating it. And every time someone tells me that they've made a friend, or I've had people say, you know, my entire friend group is Gals and Pals, it makes all of this solo work I do at home feel worth it. You know, I even had a daughter of a vendor become friends with a daughter of a collaborator.
Oh, wow.
And like 10-year-olds, and you know, that's just the cutest thing.
Yeah, I think it is just like hearing those stories and knowing that we are making a difference. Like, it is hard to make friends as an adult, and being able to see friends groups actually come to fruition from our events is just absolutely incredible.
So what do you hope people coming to your events get out of it?
I hope that people just feel like safe and included, and even if they don't like bring friendships out of the events right away, that they know that there's a place they can go every month to meet new people or see the same people. Yeah, it's an important thing to have.
Yeah, and I think it is just being the people to help make those connections. Like, our goal is that if someone comes solo, they feel warm and welcome right off the bat. So having things like icebreakers, but also just making sure that there is some kind of activity that kind of connects everyone, so that they are sharing an activity together that then can lead to conversation and break the ice.
For sure. That's always the hardest part, I think, for me, just kind of approaching people at first. So I hear you guys just recently became official. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's felt like a long process, even though the actual application isn't that complicated. We thought about a lot about whether the nonprofit route or a incorporated business route would be better for us. I think we decided with just we wanted to be in, and our goals, nonprofit made a bit more sense. We're still at a point where none of us are paid. We would like to be able to apply for grants and maybe fix that a little bit and make it more sustainable for everyone. So yeah, that's kind of how that happened. But yeah, a long time coming though.
And we also did a full update of all of our branding as well and started with merch, so that as people are going around the city, if they see someone wearing Gals and Pals merch, they know that that person is also a very open, accepting, looking for new friends type person. So we're hoping that over time, if someone's out wearing one of our hats or our sweaters and they see someone else and start a friendship even with that way, it's another way to open that connection.
So what are your biggest goals for this group's future?
I say, like, my big, big dream goals are, like, an expansion to have, you know, a Charlottetown Gals and Pals or Moncton Gals and Pals and provide all the information and all the things that we've learned and the structures and the procedures and the protocols, which we're slowly building, to another group to have an offshoot that creates the same sort of community elsewhere. I do think that's far down the line, but I feel like we could get to a point where we have so much really valuable information that could be used.
Yeah, I think my goal is just to make sure that this stays going. Like, we were the ones who took it over from the first two creators, and my goal is just to know that even down the road, if we all that are current board members get busy, that we do find those successors down the road, that if we need to pass it on, that this keeps going because we've built such an incredible community and we want that to continue.
Absolutely. Well, that was all the questions I had prepared for you today. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with me and our listeners?
Yeah, just we have a new website, just halifaxgalsandpals.ca.
Plug it.
We're trying our best to keep it updated with events. It does take quite a bit of time to get them on there. But if you're trying to take a social media break, don't feel like that means you take a Gals and Pals break. And yeah, other than that, everything is usually posted on Instagram about a month out. And we've got lots of cool summer programming. A lot of free events coming up. We're kind of taking a chiller vibe for the summer.
Amazing. Well, Jillian, Janine, thank you so much for coming into chat today, and best of luck with Gals and Pals. This is Jenna McConnell with CKDU. I'll see you soon. This story was made possible by the Local Journalists Initiative.